Okay, welcome everyone. This is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates. I want to welcome everyone to the Entrepreneurial Edge System Success Circle call. This is the high content call. And I want to extend a warm welcome to new Success Circle members. So if this is your first call, welcome to the call. And I'm going to just put us on hold for just one quick second. Okay, I'm back. So thank you for holding, and again, welcome to the Success Circle call. Today's call is the 19 secret components to creating mesmerizing marketing, and we are going to talk about in this high content call, the 19 secret components you've got to have in your marketing to pull in more clients consistently, what you do need to have to pre-qualify your customers very simply and easily, also how to grab your preferred clients or customers' attention immediately and get them interested in what you have to offer. And finally, what you must include in your sales page. And this is going to, what I'm going to share with you today is about copy that targets a person's hardwiring. And a lot of why people are mesmerized by some of the marketing messages is because of how it's positioned, and we're going to go through those 19 steps. But also, people respond to different things in your copy, as well as the way that it's formatted. And that's largely based on the hardwiring, and this is something that nobody is talking about, but we are going to be talking about in this high-content call. One of the things that I want to make sure that I mention is some upcoming events. So if you have your calendar in front of you or your big notebook, as many of you know who've been here before, I get a lot of content in this hour, so it's usually jam-packed with information. And this is no different. June 22nd, I want everybody to write that in their calendar. June 22nd at 4:30 is your next Q&A call. For those of you who may be new Success Circle members, a Q&A call is a list of questions that people have submitted from the Success Circle that you get answered on that call. So just because you have a question, even if you think it's silly, about your business, about as you execute the Entrepreneurial Edge system for your business, submit it anyway, and you're going to submit it to info@accelerateassociates.com. And what happens is all those questions are brought together, and I cover them in a Q&A call. This gives you a way to get your questions answered, and so that you can begin continuing to move forward. Now, usually what happens is, invariably, I will get the same question from a lot of different people. So submit your question, and we can cover it on that. June 25th, for those of you who did not go through the three-day intensive back in March, I am launching the Entrepreneurial Edge Biz Boost Self-Study Program. And the reason I'm also bringing that up is because if you are also an affiliate of mine, this is going to be a great launch. We're going to have press releases that go out. Great opportunity for you to make some passive income. So I did want to mention that we're still on target for a June 25th launch. If that changes, I will certainly let you know. July 13th. Write this down on your calendar. It's your next laser coaching sessions. So I had really great sessions today with a lot of different business owners who had some incredible takeaways from their laser coaching sessions. It's a 15-minute session. It goes by fast, but you get your questions answered or you become unstuck in some cases so that you can continue to move forward. Highly, highly valuable laser coaching sessions. Again, that's July 13th, which is a Tuesday. July 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time in the evening, July 14th, we're going to have a free teleseminar, How to Get All the Clients You Need. And we're going to cover 7 amazingly simple strategies to fill your prospect pipeline. And the free teleseminar, you can register if you go on the Success Circle. And when you're in the success circle, you want to go to the success store. A lot of successes here. The success store, and click on it. How to get all the clients you need, 7 amazingly simple strategies to fill your prospect pipeline, and you can register right on the Success Circle site. So again, that's July 14th, and I'm also giving my Success Circle members advanced notice of something. So many people have asked me throughout the years, Lisa, how did you become a best-selling self-published author? And I've just finished The Ultimate Guide to Self-Publishing Your Way to the Bestsellers List and Beyond. And I am launching that. Actually, it's ready to launch right now. So anybody who's an affiliate, if you know anybody in your network, any business person who is launching their book, who has it written, or who is interested in self-publishing, you may want to have them pick that up. And again, that if you go into your affiliate backend, all the information, the email is there, as well as the website. And we're actually going to be on that website today because I'm going to be talking about some sales copy for your products and services. And as we go through the 19 steps or the secret components that you must have in your copy, I'm going to show you in real life how that all works together and how so that you can do it for your landing pages, for your sales copy, for your products, maybe for your services. And whether or not you have a product-based company or you're a coach or consultant, this is going to be a lot of great information for you today. Okay. Enough about the upcoming events. So there's a lot of them. So June 22nd Q&A call, June 25th launching the BizBoost self-study program, July 13th the laser coaching, July 14th 7 p.m. Free teleseminar on how to get all the clients you need, 7 amazingly simple strategies to fill your prospect pipeline, and then, of course, the other launch, okay, of the self-publishing book. All right. Now, today's session, high-content call, is going to be about really looking at your whole system for your business and how you pre-qualify your customers, how to grab your preferred clients' attention immediately, and what you need to have in your sales pages, the 19 components, to really have people be very interested and compelled to read what it is that you have. One of the first things that I want to go through is the Seal the Deal system for your business and the system that you have right now to help your prospects self-select and pre-qualify into your programs and your services. And as we go through this material, I want you to think about your own business and how you create relationships, those three things, relationships, trust, and choices. And part of that is systematizing your business so that you honor the people where they are, and you give them a process and a first step to doing business with you. All the while, even though it's automated, you're creating relationship, you're creating trust, and you're creating choices. Now, in the Seal the Deal system, for those of you who are familiar with the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you know that part of that system is what's called permission-based marketing system. And it's kind of like going on your first date. People get to know you, who your preferred client is, who you work with, and you give them some high content information. Now, even if you have just a product, even if you have a product-based company, you can still use a permission-based marketing, or what's called lead generation out there in the marketplace now, system. That is based on a keyword search, because people are putting those keyword searches, remember, in search engines to find you. So they're looking for your solution that you offer. And when they find your permission-based marketing page or your lead generation page, you want them to connect with you. And even if you have a product-based company, let's say you're targeting a specific niche with one product, and it's a way of them getting introduced to you and buying just one product that you have, knowing that they'll come back to you and knowing that you've captured their email and you can market to them in the future. But it's kind of like going on that first date. They get to see what you're all about, and you're providing some high content to them. Again, the problem people make is that they ask people to marry them on their first date. And unfortunately, that doesn't work, right? So you can use some automated systems to help you create the relationships, trust, and choices with people. And part of sealing the deal is getting to know them. Permission-based marketing system is one of those steps. The other step many of you are more familiar with, and that's your corporate website. So what does your corporate website look like? How does it pre-educate people in how they're going to work with you? What are your programs? What are your services? And that gives people a flavor of how they're going to work with you. One of the important elements in having on your website is about you. And a lot of times people really put more about the company than they do about, especially solopreneurs. Solopreneurs should be putting, why would I do business with you, Joe Smith, not Smith Enterprises? Okay, what is they want to get to know you, because today's marketplace is a lot about communities. I mean, Facebook's a community, LinkedIn's a community. Even though they're online, people still want to get to know you. And so it's important for you to put even your story on there. How did you come about, about your business? How did you develop it? People want to know and hear about you. And again, this starts creating a relationship and trust with you, because now they're seeing more information, consistent information. And remember, when there's consistency over time, there tends to be more trust. And so they're creating that that consistency, or you're creating that consistency, and they're seeing that story over and over, and they're getting to know you, and you're creating that relationship with them. And then the last part of that whole system is how it all works together. What's their first step in working with you? What is their first step in working with you? Now, this is really important as they go through your entire system. Maybe they go through your permission-based marketing. They get a free product or something they could really use that's high content. They get to know you. They're even going to give you their name and email address for it. Then maybe they're going to check you out on your website, your corporate site. They're going to check that out, see if there's some consistency in the story there. They're going to see more about what you offer in terms of your products and services. And then maybe they're going to take the first step. And they're going to take that first step, and they're going to meet with you. Maybe that's through a strategy session, or it's just, some people call it a discovery session, whatever that first step is. Maybe they place an order if you have that kind of a business. But whatever your first step is, and you really want to make sure that along the whole process of building your sites, of building permission-based marketing, that you look at it from your customer's perspective. Remember, this is one part system, one part skill in sealing the deal. But all the while, you're pre-qualifying people into your programs and services. And what this does is it reverses the sales cycle. It reverses the sales cycle, and they choose you. It becomes their job to select you as the solution. And all the while, you're using your systems to help them pre-educate, pre-qualify, and self-select. So you don't have to go into sales mode. So as you think about your system and as you bring people and how they find you, because you want them to find you, right? How they find you could be in a lot of different ways. It could be articles that you write. It could be through your permission-based marketing. It could be through a web search. And they, you know, put in that, you know, keyword search in Google and up pops your website or your permission-based marketing site. And so, so think about all of your entire systems. Now, you really want to grab their attention. And here's where a lot of people don't talk about in marketing and creating their messages online through permission-based marketing, through their website. But there are some five key things that you really need, actually almost six, because you know, number four is a little bit of two different things, but I'll call them six. Six filters to make sure you really hit on the hardwiring pieces, because as people are reading different messages from you, whether it's through permission-based marketing, whether they're on your e-zine, whether they're reading your landing page for a product that you have, one thing is certain. They're going to be reading it through the lens of their hardwiring. They're going to be reading it through the lens of their hardwiring. Now, those of you who worked with me know that your hardwiring is natural to who you are. And we all have a combination of this hardwiring that helps shape how we see things, how we communicate, how we interpret things. And the filters that I'm going to give you now are filters that you want to use when you're creating your mesmerizing marketing, and I'll go through the 19 things that you need to have in your marketing messages. But these filters are going to help you ask, you know, did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? To capture that hardwiring and people's combinations of hardwiring that are going to be reviewing my messages. So the first thing is that you're going to have people that are either thinkers or they're feelers. There are people that are naturally going to think about things. Okay? They're going to look at the tangibles. They are people that will naturally, they'll naturally think about things. The word think actually captures their attention. So in creating your mesmerizing marketing messages, I want you to consider that when you identify the word think, so what do you think about, or what would you think if? That captures a certain hardwiring profile. Conversely, you have people that will feel things. There'll be more of the feelers. So when you're developing mesmerizing marketing, you know, you might want to say, well, what would you think if this happened? Versus, how would you feel if this happened? Now, if you've identified in your preferred client profile the people that you want to work with, and some people just want to work with extroverts, and some people just want to work with introverts, this verbiage and how you place this verbiage on your site, whether you say, what would you think about this, or how would you feel about this, is going to attract or not the people that you want to work with. From a hardwiring standpoint. So if you want to attract more people that are more extroverts, you're going to talk about how they feel. If you want to target people that are more of those thinkers, the internal thinkers, and that's your preferred client profile, you're going to want to talk more about thinking. What do you think about? What have you thought about in your marketing messages? If you want both, then you put both in. Okay? The second thing is tangibles. The second filter is tangible. So the one is think and feel language. Okay? Think and feel language. The second filter is, did you put in tangibles? What are tangibles? Well, you've got to make sure that, let's say you're selling a product. Well, what are the tangibles of that product? Right? What are the colors? What does it do? What is the outcome of using? What is the tangible outcome of using that for different training? Okay. Well, so what are the tangibles of the training? Do you have different formulas? Do you have, are people going to get DVDs? Are they going to get CDs? Are they going to, what are the tangibles about that product and or service that's going into your marketing messages? Okay. So two is, reports. People that naturally are wired to be more task-oriented, tend to look at, okay, what are the tangibles that I'm getting out of this? And so the more hardware that you have on there, the more tangibles that people can, feel, smell, and taste, you're going to attract those kind of people. They're going to want to know, hey, what are the tangibles? So, think and feel, number one, filter. Two, the tangibles. What are the tangibles they're going to get? And number three, the bullet points. There are just generally people who love the bullet points. And that's just not only the way they communicate, but that's what gets their attention. And so, your copy and your mesmerizing messages, whether it's permission-based marketing, whether it's your corporate website, needs to have some bullet points in it. Because this is where people are going to go. And generally, if you can make those bullet points outcomes-based, right, that's also important. Now, let's go back to the tangibles and the bullet points together. If you make your bullet points and you establish them for people that like to see the tangibles, you want to put things like in percentages, dollar signs. 50% of the people who use this product decreased, their weight by, X percent or whatever. So again, your bullet points, you want to make outcomes-based as well. Okay? And people who like to receive their information in bullet points will hone in on that. Okay, usually there's people who like bullet points will tend to be people that are dominant because that's just generally the way not only they communicate but the way they like to receive their information. People also that are impatient, have a high sense of urgency, will immediately go into those bullet points, will seek out those bullet points. Number four, the fourth filter. And this is something that I said was really four and five. But number four filter is you want to make sure you have enough detail about your products and services that people can self-select and pre-qualify into them. Not only that, you want to have enough detail for those people that need that level of detail. So what I typically recommend for people is that you can outline maybe or bold the first line of each paragraph, and the people who like their information in bullet points will read that first line. And in fact, your copy should somebody bullet point and literally read each the first line of each paragraph, they should be able to make sense of your copy. But the detail people are going to read the entire paragraph. And so you need to satisfy those people's hardwiring, because if that hardwiring is not met, you're not going to convert them to clients or customers. Number five is going to be really the proof. Detail and proof kind of go hand in hand, but detail is one thing, but people that are looking for proof are going to constantly be judging. They're going to look at the loopholes. They're going to be looking at what's wrong with the picture. And so you need to have as much proof as possible, and we'll talk about testimonials and that, but you need to establish some proof in there. Where is this going to take me if I use this product? How have the results been substantiated? They're looking for those hard facts, that proof. So it's important for you to make sure after you've read your copy that all that proof has been satisfied in why people would use your product or service. And the last one, the sixth one, sixth filter is make sure that it's written in a way that people just scanning will be able to understand the content as well, because people who are impatient, people who have a high sense of urgency, will tend to scan. And so I'm sure many of you have read very lengthy sales pages, and there's reasons for that. But, you know, undoubtedly there are going to be people that just scan through it. So make sure that you use, you know, different colors, either on your website or on your sales page, that where you want people to stop. And usually you'll see a lot of red being used on areas where you want somebody to stop and read, or they'll put the headlines in red. So again, that's also built up for people that have that high sense of urgency and that are scanners and will scan copy. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to go through with you is a sales letter flow formula there's 19 components to. So you want to make sure you have each of these 19 components in any sales copy that you have, whether it's sales copy for a product or a service. I wouldn't necessarily do it for your permission-based marketing, because you don't want a really lengthy, you know, opt-in page. You want it to be pretty succinct. But having sales copy is when you have maybe a product to sell. This is when you would use these 19 steps. And this is creating mesmerizing marketing. Usually it could be used in training. It could be a product. It could be a service too. It could be, you know, a registration for a teleseminar or webinar. Usually classes, webinar classes, products that have maybe DVDs or audios. I want to review this, and I do want to give credit to Eric Graham, who came up with the sales formula. I've used it, and I'll also mention where you can get your hands on this should any of you really want the shortcut. I've made it available. Actually, I'll just say it's in the Success Circle membership site under Success Store. So you can actually get a copy of this flow formula that I'm going to review with you today, if you're interested in more detail. But the very first, I'm going to go through the 19 steps. So first of all, let me back up a minute. You look at your whole business. You look at how you're bringing in your preferred customers, how you are attracting them, how do they find you. You know, they find you through solutions that they're going to be putting in to search engines. They land on your permission-based marketing system, or they land on your corporate website where you provide more information to them. You're creating a relationship with them. At some point, you're getting their email so that you can continuously market to them and create that relationship further. You're making sure that either your corporate website or your permission-based marketing system is helping them self-select, pre-educate into your programs and services. You're going to make sure that they also have those, you know, six filters in them, how people think and feel, the tangibles, the bullet points, information for scanners, the detail, the proof, okay? So all along, there's this whole system you're bringing people through and doing business with you. But let's say you have one product or service that you want them to purchase or perhaps find on the internet. And, you know, in this case, for those of you who are at your computer, we can do kind of a step-by-step, and you can see this formula actually in action. And I mentioned earlier that I launched the Ultimate Guide to Self-Publishing Your Way to the Bestsellers List and Beyond. And so for those of you at your computer, you can view that sales page, and this is just a placeholder sales page. You'll notice it's not based on a keyword search yet. But this is just a placeholder, and it's at freebusinessplanformat, this is going to be long, .com/self-published-best-selling-author. I'll say that again, www.freebusinessplanformat.com/self-published-best-selling-author. freebusinessplanformat.com/self-published-best-selling-author. Now, when you go there, I'm going to go through each of these 19 steps you'll need to have in your mesmerizing marketing that will convert more people into your products, or in this case, a product. Or service. I mean, some of you may be doing some webinars, so you can use the same format for that. But the first step in this formula is to outline a pre-headline, what's called a pre-headline. So your pre-headline is positioned immediately before your headline, and it's the first copy that appears on the page. So in this case, it's if you're looking at the website at freebusinessplanformat.com/self-published-best-selling-author, you're going to see, do you want to become a self-published best-selling author? Okay? The main purpose of your pre-headline is to get your reader's attention and target or pre-qualify your ideal customer for your product or for your offer. So, do you want to become a self-published best-selling author? Well, if you don't, chances are you're going to click right off that site. This is not what you were looking for. But if you do, you may go on to the second heading. Now, a question often works really well as a pre-headline. And so, in this case, I used a pre-headline. So then number two is you want to use your headline. And the purpose of the headline is to immediately grab your reader's attention and then get them to begin reading the rest of the letter. And here it says, how to self-publish your book and achieve bestseller status 100% guaranteed. Okay? So, and yes, I do put 100% guarantee that they'll get on the bestseller list with this. Because I know, because I've done it, and I've helped other people do it. So I immediately grab their attention. Now, what you're going to see in here is a percentage. So you see that addresses the tangible part, right? The results-oriented. It's in red, so I want them to see it. So you don't try to sell from the headline. It's kind of the ad for the ad, if you will. This is what they're going to achieve. This is the sort of an outcomes based. Then you can have, you can have, if you're looking at the site, I have Dear Aspiring Author. If you want to self-publish your book, want to get and stay on the bestsellers list, then you're on the right place. Now, what some people do is, number three is they put the subheadline, it builds upon and reinforces the headline's main idea. So in theory, I could have had this, do you want to become a self-published best-selling author? How to self-publish your book and achieve bestseller status 100% guaranteed. Then I could have had, if you want to self-publish your book, want to get and stay on the bestsellers list, then you're in the right place. And then have the Dear Aspiring Author, which is the fourth thing, your greeting or your salutation. Okay? So number one, you want to have your pre-headline. Number two, you want to have your headline. Number three, you want to have a subheadline. Okay, you're pre-qualifying all the step of the way. And number four, you want to have your greeting or salutation. And I just felt that this was a little bit better format for me for this particular product. So again, you can use them in a different order, but I'll give you the criteria and then you can decide what works for you. So your greeting or salutation is really to make this feel more like a, you know, an actual personal letter, and it begins to creating that relationship with people. Some people put dear friend. Again, you use it, and this is where your own special touches come in. Number five, you want to then transitioning to a lead or an opening. A lead or an opening. Now, your lead or opening is just a brief sentence. It's a paragraph where you really transition from the headline into your actual letter. You know, you can begin a story. And this is where I brought in kind of the feelings part of it. The frustrations that people might be having in self-publishing and getting on the bestsellers list as a self-publisher. And basically, I start sharing my own story. I remember the overwhelming feelings when I decided to self-publish my book. Where do I go? What printer do I use? So now I'm sort of saying, yeah, I kind of get where you're at. I've been there too. You know, how long you want to make it is up to you. In this case, I was just creating a connection to make sure that they're still reading something that's of value to them. That yes, they're self-published, they want to be a bestseller, and they're probably feeling a little overwhelmed by the whole process. Number six is you want to then qualify, and this is the qualify area of your letter, where you really answer two main questions. Who's this for and why should they read the letter? And I kind of did that in that paragraph where I qualified. You know, I remember the overwhelm and where do I go? What printer do I use? And I kind of answered that too, that qualified them in that paragraph as well. And so number six, you want to qualify them. So you want to have some copy that qualifies them. I need to get some water here. Number seven is then you want to establish your credibility and credentials, because some people might find your site just from a Google search. So they don't know you from Adam. So you're going to feel sometimes with some of your copy that you're repeating yourself. And it's going to feel like, oh, geez, you know, here we go again. but they don't know you. And this could be the very first time they're getting introduced to you. So it's important for you to introduce yourself. So the two questions under number seven, credibility and credentials. Credibility and credentials is number seven, is you want to answer really two questions. Who are you and why should they listen to you? And so in this case, I said I used a headline, and I used a red headline for the scanners and the people that just want the tangibles and want to read the copy all the way through and get the gist of what this is all about. So I said, I'm a self-published author and achieve bestseller status, and you can too. So I gave him another outcome, and I introduced myself. I'm Lisa Minini. I got started writing my bestseller. It seemed impossible. And so I'm kind of telling them about some of my experiences, which also established some of the credentials. And so what you're truly doing here is, you know, is just saying, who are you and why should they listen to you? I mean, basically. Then as you go through there, you're going to notice that I start to also, what's called number eight, agitating the problem, or I like to refer to it as more of building rapport and the relationship with them. And because every product has a solution, Okay, the solution's not always, it has a solution to a problem, but it's not always the right solution for the right person. So that's why you have to have mesmerizing marketing that's clear to who it's for. But you need to let your readers know that you understand and you also empathize with their problems. So I started doing this kind of in, you'll see a bold face where it says, so many business professionals who were writing their books asked me how I accomplished such a feat, and I began to explain the step-by-step system. And then I go on to further mention about, I noticed that there were also talented writers who never saw the bestseller status, even though their books had an extraordinary message, and they were talented writers. And very likely, there's a lot of people that have self-published their book that are frustrated because they do have really good content, they are strong writers, that never get on the bestsellers list. So what I'm doing here is I'm building rapport and saying, I've had this problem. I often wondered if I even could have a bestseller, and just building that rapport and that sense of, I know how you feel, and I found a solution to it. Okay, so that's number 8 is really building rapport, or in some cases, it is agitating the problem, and what I mean by that is you're getting down to the brass tacks. You're saying, yeah, I get it. Or if it's a weight loss program, yeah, I get it. I was there too. I struggled with this. I felt, frustrated with this. Okay? And so you're kind of getting into the emotional selling points, the emotional selling points at this point. And then number 9, you're going to start introducing, so after you do the emotional selling point, which for those of you who have the Entrepreneurial Edge system, have been at the 3-day intensive, what you just go back to your preferred client profile, and if you have a product that solves a problem, go back to those emotional selling points that you've filled out there, the frustrations that people had, unhappy about, and that's where you put it, is in this section. And then in number 9, you're going to transition then to introduce your product. So, I kind of simply did it, introducing the Ultimate Guide to Self-Publishing, a Way to the Bestsellers List and Beyond, because I show people after the fact how to repurpose their book. How to sell it in bulk and where to go and, how that can affect your staying on the bestsellers list too. And so this is where you're going to introduce your product. It's simple. It's straightforward. You're going to identify, does it have modules? You're also going to integrate in number 10, you're going to integrate bullet points, bullets. The bullet points not only will attract people who like their information in bullet points, but they're kind of the workhorse of your selling process. And what I mean by that is this is where you explain in detail the different features, the benefits of your products or services. And again, it needs to be more in the benefits of the product. So you can let them know what each feature does and what it means to them, what it does and what it means to them. And so it should focus on a single benefit of your product or your service. So, in some cases, you need to take a step back after developing your product or service and say, what are the benefits? What are people really getting from this? And so, so you're going to, in here, I actually went into some of the strategic advantages to becoming a bestseller, and then further down, how to stay on the list and how I achieve bestsellers. So you can modify this format to meet kind of the needs of your different product. But I wanted to give you sort of a tangible sales page to take a look at so that you can follow through. But essentially, you're going to have some bullet points for the product. If you scroll down more and get to the point where it says, let's get your self-published book on the bestsellers list and make long-term income from it, you can see here where I start putting the bullet points or the check marks. 11 tactical elements to get your book ready for self-publishing. 21 questions and key areas you must answer when writing your book. How to figure out your exact target audience. So you're seeing some of the benefits that people are going to get from this particular product. So number 10 is your bullets. So let me just review what we went through so far. Number one, your pre-headline. Number two, your headline. Number three, your sub-headline. Number four, your greeting or your salutation. Number five, a lead or an opening. It's kind of, you know, a brief sentence or paragraph. Could be starting a story. Number six, you qualify. Okay, who is this for and why should they read your letter? Number seven, your credentials, your credibility. Number eight, you want to build rapport or agitate the problem, get those, you know, the emotional aspects of the problem. Number nine, you want to introduce your product. Number 10, you want your bullet points, which are your benefits of the product. Number 11, and we haven't finished the sales page yet, but number 11 is critically important, which is you're not going to see here yet, just yet, but is going to be testimonials. Actually, they're en route. So the testimonials are important, or even case studies are the best ways that provide what's called social proof and really validate any claims that you make in your copy. Now, remember the filters that I mentioned earlier about data and proof, because naturally people who are naturally wired for data and proof are going to read every single testimonial, and they're going to want to look for that proof. And in fact, some of them may even call those people up. So make sure the people that give you testimonials, that they're okay with people calling them or emailing them. They check them out. They might go to the bestsellers list. So there's your testimonials are also your workhorse because they're helping to validate your claims. And the more, you know, information that you provide about the person in the testimonial, the more believable the testimonial will be. So maybe you want to, you know, have their website on there, or their book. In this case, it would be people who got on the bestsellers list. So you're going to see this page changing with testimonials on it. And where do you put those testimonials? You know, some sales pages put it through pretty much throughout, I'd say, just after they explain the product, and then every so often they'll flip in a testimonial. That's entirely up to you. Some people have an entire testimonial section, so you could have that, an entire testimonial section, and make it one section. And some people will take testimonials that relate to the copy that they're writing, their sales copy, and then insert a testimonial that helps support that sales copy or that takeaway or that outcome. And so some people strategically place their testimonials within their sales copy that reinforce what they're saying. Again, giving that social proof and that proof and the detail that people who are naturally hardwiring will need before they will purchase your product. Number 12, you also want to put in your product details. Okay, so here in the sales copy, we're getting into product details. What is it? It's an ebook. What they're going to get from it. There's a picture of it. If you have a DVD, or maybe you have a DVD set or a CD set, you want to outline, if let's say you have a series of three CDs, you want to outline what they're going to get in each CD. And those bullet points, again, are going to be the outcomes or the benefits that they're going to get from each of those CDs. Okay? Number 13 is going to be your price justification. And your price so after you've covered each detail, the components, the benefits in your product, then you should tell the reader the price, because it's they have to make an informed decision. So if you come right out and say what your price is before your benefits, what are they making their decision on? You know, $1,000 without having, you know, a sense of what they're getting for the $1,000 is just a number. What you really want to do is you want to outline what the benefits are, what the outcomes are they're going to get from using your product, and then you identify number 13, the price justification. But you also need to provide some copy just to justify and build up the value of the price, too. So you might want to think about, in the case that I use, now, if you were to ask me to explain the system to you in person, it would cost you thousands of dollars to personally coach you through the process, which actually is a true statement in this case. In some other cases, you might say, what would it be worth to you to, you know, lose 20, well, if you have a weight loss product, to lose 20 pounds in 20 weeks? You know, or what would it be worth to you to double or triple your sales or your conversion rates, you know, or to get one new customer? Would you pay $10,000, $5,000, $4,000? So, again, you get them thinking more globally about how much is this costing them not to have your product, or if they secured more clients with your product. And so in this case, the original price tag was $97 for this program, or for the Ultimate Guide. Since we're just launching it, you know, we reduced it to $67. That's something that is completely your decision about how you want to price it. But what you might want to do is go online, if you have a product that's similar to other products out there, and see. See what the market is, and if you're going to have something that's different, how different is it, and what does it do differently to support a different pricing structure? So, and, you know, you might want to play with that sometimes. We were on number 13, which is the price justification, and then number 14, you then want to do what's called a risk reversal, or a guarantee, number 14. And I did this, but I did this later. What I included first was the bonuses. So I did this a little bit differently. But if you go down further on the page, you're going to see the risk reversal below. And what I basically said is you can get all this and you won't risk a dime trying, because I'm going to give you your money back if you're not 100% thrilled. Now, if you can't guarantee your products and services and stand behind them, then you might want to rethink about marketing your products or services, or you might want to think about that product, because you should be able to confidently say, look, if you're not satisfied, I'm going to give you your money back. Besides, you don't want people that are disgruntled anyway, because they're probably going to tell 10 people. So you do want to have a guarantee and risk reversal, and it really maximizes response rates and conversion rates, because you're transferring, you know, much of the risk in the transaction from, you know, not from your buyer's shoulders, but to your shoulders, you know. And so they feel, again, with that trust factor, okay, this is somebody that I can trust. Hey, they're going to give me a hundred. I can be 100% satisfied, and I've got this, better, this guarantee, this 100% guarantee. Now, number 15, then you can include what bonuses that you're going to get. I did it a little bit in reverse, but you can identify the bonuses. No, not all products need bonuses, but they can also help improve your conversion rates, and especially when you have bonuses that support that product. And in this case, I've got a nifty little audio with, New York Times bestseller, Marcy Shymoff, multiple best-selling author, Ruth Klein, myself, we were interviewed. I've got Eric Graham's copywriting for landing pages, which I'm going through right now, and I'm going to show you how you can also get that. Joint venture partner letters for those people who want to do joint venture partners, press release, action plans. I sign them up for my e-zine if they're not already. So it gives them some nice bonuses that go along with and make sense with this particular product. Number 16, you want to identify an offer summary. Basically, it's just sort of helpful sometimes to, after a very long letter, to just summarize the offer right before the main sort of call to action. I kind of, did it all in, so are you ready to get started? And then 17 is the main call to action. And the way you format an order box and the main call to action also can have a significant impact on your conversion rates. So you really want to sum up the offer you've made and ask for the sale. And here you can see the box at the end. Yes, Lisa, I'm ready to get started and understand that I will get. So I've not only that, I defined the outcomes that they're going to get. Got a little arrow there pointing to the adding the cart. The one thing that I that's going to be added to this too is kind of ensuring them that the program that I have is, when they order online, it's safe and secure, like the McAfee secure system. So I just need to add that to that. Again, that helps with conversion rates. Number 18, you also want to have a signature. And in this case, what I did was I just used the italic portion and just put my name in italic. It just differentiates it. And if you have a scanner, you can, write out your first name, sign it, and put it in there. It just makes it a little bit more personal. It's just a personal salutation. And then number 19, and the final thing is to, it's interesting, but the PS is the second most read part of any sales letter. Because people go right down, people go right down to the end and they'll read the PSs and then scroll, they might read the top heading, they'll go scrolling all the way down and before they meet, even read the main content. So just make sure you have strong and engaging like PS. Maybe it's, this is not sold anywhere else. This is unique because. Have you ever wondered if, again, some enticing things. So if they went from beginning to very end and skipped everything in between, it would still make sense to them. And so that's number 19. Now, some of you also, I know I provided a lot of content in a short period of time, but some of you may be interested in actually getting Eric Graham's book, The Sales Letter Flow Formula, and I've actually got the resale rights to it. So you can get that on the Success Circle. If you go into the Success Circle membership and go under Success Store, you're going to see Sales Letter Flow Formula. Just click on that, And then you'll get the sales page for that. And for those of you who want to pick up a copy, that's available to you. He normally sells it, I think, for $197, but I've got resale rights for $27, so you can pick that up if you wanted. If not, then you can listen to this over and over and over again. You can look at my sales copy and kind of use the format that I've used to sort of tailor your sales page that you're going to use for any products that you have. And then just use that as a guideline. So I want to give you as many resources as possible for those of you that want to use this format for a product or service or webinar perhaps that you develop for your business. And with that, we are officially out of time, so I want to be conscious of that. And if you have any questions about what we've covered today, email them to info@accelerateassociates.com for the Q&A session. Remember, the Q&A session is scheduled for, in 2 weeks, the June 22nd at 4:30. And I want to thank everybody for coming, and hopefully you got a lot of content from this. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, guys.
Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.